Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Berlin International Film Festival. I'm with Theona Struger-Miteska, director of Gab Exist. Her name is Petronia, screening here in competition.
Theona, let's start from the beginning. Where does Petronia come from?
From Macedonia, from Štip, very, very small town in the middle of nowhere, on the end of the world. Yet Petronia, an everyday woman, has the force to change something and to make a change for all of us together.
What's the genesis of the film?
The genesis is a real, real event, real story. In 2014, a woman jumped for the cross. Do you want me to explain the event, the Epiphany? Okay, so in Orthodox religion, on the 19th of January every year, in almost most of the Orthodox world, Orthodox Europe, that means Russia, the Balkans, Greece, Bulgaria, the high priest throws a cross in the water, in a river, a local lake, a local piscine, swimming pool also, and people, mostly men, jump for the cross. Whoever will catch the cross will have a lucky year. And in 2014, one woman jumped for the cross, caught the cross. There was an outrage. How dare she, as a woman, jumps for the cross? They ask her to return the cross. She refused to return the cross. Voilà. That was sort of all over the mediums in Macedonia. Imagine a woman jump for the cross, and she dared not to return it. And she said, I'm sorry, I don't want to return it because I swam faster than any of these men. And I also have the right as a woman to have a lucky year. And so my sister read this story, and she said, Theona, there is something here, because it was a pretext to talk about so many elements that actually concern us all. The individual, the state versus the state, the individual versus the religious institutions, and also the power of the individual to instigate a movement and change.
What's the situation of women in Macedonia? I mean, at what point are we?
You know, the Balkan society, the Balkan region is very, very, you know, we are sort of living in a very strong macho culture. And it's something actually so so strong and so powerful and so much part into the smallest little points of everyday life. And also the religion takes, you know, we Macedonia was part of, we were under Tito and in Yugoslavia, we were living in a communistic society. But after the end of Yugoslavia and all the Balkan wars, religion took a very, very, very powerful role in our everyday life. And this event, for example, we call it Vodici, Epiphany. Epiphany is for the English religious holiday. It is, I don't know, it is symbolically, it is incredible because it is about masculinity, it is about showing the power of the man. And you see it in the film, the event, it is perceived as something, you know, the show of the bulls. So you can imagine when women showed up in the middle of this and not only jumped for the cross, but she actually caught it, she broke all the rules, all everything they were all ever and always taught to be and believe in. So, yes. What is the rule to answer? What is? Listen, I'm a woman of Macedonia. and I exist, and you know, I am who I am, you know. And I think it's harder for us than for women in Sweden, definitely, you know. So we are. It's not Afghanistan. Huh? It's definitely, you know, we are still in Europe, but there are many, many problems, and yes, we must. I don't know. I think what is the role? I keep on thinking about this. What is the role? We are not there yet. I mean, by far, we are not there yet. You know, who? When you talk about politics, you know, the decisions are made, made mostly, unfortunately, by men. You know, who? There are very, very few women who are in leading positions, and not only in Macedonia. And the only way we can reach equality on all levels, not only in cinema, on all levels, is to have women in leading positions, and we are very, very far from it. So so in Macedonia, you know, in our government, we have two ministers that are women. I'm sorry, we need to have at least 10, you know, so, you know, at least 10. So.
What I liked is that while focusing on Petrunia, you're also showing other women in the film that represent in a way like some other problems or our society. I mean, there's a journalist who, in those few scenes she has, you can understand that she, even though she became a famous journalist, still she has to be a super mom. She doesn't gain a lot of money. I mean, there are so many women struggling in the same film.
Totally, because you know we live in a men's world. It's a patriarchal society, so it is an everyday job, everyday struggle. And you know, there is the journalist, of course, who is a fighter, who will she's ready to break any door possible in order to achieve what she needs. And then there is another type of woman, like the mother, who is totally, you know, she's victim of her environment. You know, Simone de Beauvoir says, you're not born a woman, we are all taught to be women. So it is very, very interesting how, as you say, all these women are dealing in a different way with the issue, with the same issue. Because, okay, what is feminism about? Feminism is about justice, you know, justice. Equality for all, justice for us women also, but the rest of the, you know, the rest of the world. And what is interesting is we must not lie to ourselves. We were not born in an equal society, us as women. So I think even if you're not very educated, as humans, we have something inside of our souls, sort of like a sensor, that it is very prone to detecting justice and injustice. So I think this sensor, or this need, this human need, this seeking justice, it is based on every human being on this planet.
How did you choose for the tone of the film? Because it feels like a comedy as well.
You know, it is drama. I would qualify it a drama with sort of funny self-look at yourself. You know, I used to love Woody Allen's old films, or Almodovar, where, you know, he puts his characters in this absurd situations. And this is where Petrunia, because her situation is so absurd, so out of your mind, that you cannot not laugh. And even when the most crazy things happen to her, there is this tone, sort of a satire, about this environment, this society, these men, these notions, these ideas. So I was actually extremely it's my first film where I try to abort this. Usually my films are very dark and, you know, people say, oh Teona, how? My stomach is... And I personally, in my personal life, have a lots of humor. So we tried with Elmer, with the writer, to really abort, put a little subtle humor in the film. But we were not sure that the audience will understand it and take it, especially when you're talking about something so specific to one society and one culture. And plus, for an audience, reads the subtitles. And when we saw during the premiere how the audience reacted, you can't imagine. For me, a revelation, you know. It is such a pleasure to be able to abort a difficult subject and in the same time give this laughter, this possibility of lightness to the audience. And I think, I actually believe maybe the message passes through smoother this way.
One last question. Are we all Petronia?
Totally. We all Petronia. Totally. And I like that. It's a good slogan. We are all Petronia. I agree.
And we've been talking to Teona Strugar-Miteska, director of God Exists, Her Name is Petronia, screening at the 69th edition of Berlin International Film Festival in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.